From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russian authorities are said to have identified a suspect in Monday's deadly subway bombing in St. Petersburg that killed at least 10 people and injured dozens more. The Interfax news agency says police now believe it was a suicide bombing, and they identified the alleged bomber as a 23-year-old man from Central Asia. The news agency quotes police who say he carried the bomb aboard the train in a backpack. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack in Russia's second-largest city that has residents like this man concerned for his family's safety. He said he's cautious and frightened, too. He said what's really scary is the fact that this happened. It doesn't matter who did it. It happened. That's what matters. Police defused another bomb hidden inside a fire extinguisher at a second St. Petersburg station. The city's entire subway was shut down for much of Monday. Russia is observing 3 days of mourning following the attack. U.S. President Donald Trump welcomed Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi to the White House Monday with a pledge of support for Egypt.
We will do that together. We'll fight terrorism and other things, and we're going to be friends for a long, long period of time. We have a great bond with the people of Egypt, and I look forward to working with the president. And we have some interesting conversations going to start effective immediately.
Regional experts say balancing the relationship with the Egyptian leader will remain a difficult foreign policy challenge for Trump, just as it was for former President Barack Obama. For more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Republican majority in the U.S. Senate is set to change the rules to confirm, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Neil Gorsuch. The move is in response to the Democrats who say they have enough votes to block Gorsuch's confirmation under the chamber's new rules of operation. Sean Spicer is the White House spokesman.
If the Democrats get their way, and I know the numbers are looking that way, this is going to be the first successful filibuster of a nominee to join the Supreme Court, which is clearly unprecedented. With a vote on Judge Gorsuch expected Friday, the American people will see which senators are willing to keep the seat open to get in the way of President Trump making progress on one of his most significant choices so far.
Republicans, with a 52-48 margin in the Senate, say they will change the chamber's voting rules to allow them to approve Gorsuch's appointment by a simple majority vote. Democrats have largely opposed Gorsuch, citing President Obama's nominee was not given a hearing to become a replacement for the late Justice Antonin Scalia. President Trump hosts Chinese President Xi Jinping at his Florida resort later this week. Their two-day summit will likely focus on North Korea and its nuclear program. Threats and sanctions, including China's recent cutoff of coal imports, have failed to deter Pyongyang's drive to become a nuclear-armed power. U.S. experts warn North Korea is planning its sixth nuclear test. Tokyo called a February North Korean ballistic missile launch over the Sea of Japan intolerable. President Trump made good on a campaign promise Monday, donating just over $78,000, his salary for the first quarter of the year, to the National Park Service. By law, Trump must be paid, so he donated the money. The International Monetary Fund has released a $1 billion loan installment of a bailout to cash-starved Ukraine, while saying the country still must do more to battle corruption. The money is to help war-battled Ukraine climb out of a recession. The IMF First Deputy Managing Director, David Lipton, said despite the creation of anti-corruption institutions, Ukraine has yet to show concrete results have been achieved. Lipton also said Ukraine cannot afford to put off pension reform any longer, including proposals to raise the retirement age. President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner visited Iraq and met with senior Iraqi officials to discuss the fight against the Islamic State militants on Monday. He flew to Baghdad with the top U.S. military officer, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.